Welcome to the podcast of Thousand Harbors Zen, featuring talks with Cohen France. This podcast is made possible by generous donations from our listeners. To contribute or to learn more about our community, please visit thousandharborszen.com.
I've been thinking a lot recently about freedom. Maybe some of you have as well. I was thinking today about how there's this phenomenon, at least for me, when the electricity goes out, that sometimes you see it coming, sometimes you don't, but in that moment that it happens, there's the recognition, there's the clarity, oh, this has happened. And then there's a kind of leaping into action. It's satisfying. You know, no one wants the power to go out. But when it does, I think we kind of know what to do. So there's this little scramble, and we find the flashlights, you know. We make sure that things are kind of secure. And then it depends. If you're in a situation where it's unsafe for the power to go out, then you have a lot of clarity, right? You try to deal with that in all its different aspects in order to make it okay. You stay very busy. You stay very focused. And if it doesn't represent a danger, I think there's an initial period when it's kind of fun. You know, you know that it will come on eventually. You hope that it will come soon. You kind of settle in. Maybe you light a candle and you crack open a book and you say, okay, I can ride this out. And you go to bed and it's a little bit like camping. You wake up the next morning and you know, maybe sometime in the night you heard everything kick back on and your alarm clock is flashing. But maybe it didn't. And when you wake up, you start to have that feeling of, oh, this isn't fun anymore. And you start thinking about all the things in the refrigerator and in the freezer, and you start counting backward and thinking, well, when did it actually go out? How much time do I have left? What are the consequences of this? Why hasn't the power company fixed it? What's going on? And you move out of that feeling of, I know what to do, or out of that feeling of I'm going to make the most of this, into something else, a kind of waiting, a knowing that something is off. And then in order for things to be right, it needs to be put back. I think a lot of us feel this way. I've really noticed this week, you know, the first week, everything was happening so fast and everyone was rearranging their lives very quickly. And it was very dynamic. And then the second week of this period of self-isolation, I had a lot of meetings over Zoom with people. I had a lot of exchanges over email and it felt very warm. You know, everyone is starting out by saying, how are you? Are you holding up okay? There's all this concern. There's all this humanity. And then yesterday, I attended a meeting in the morning and I felt that something had switched and people were, they seemed a little bit frayed. It wasn't going so well anymore. There was perhaps people were getting on each other's nerves. Perhaps the strain of trying to find things like groceries was becoming less of an adventure and more of a problem. And as we read the news, no one is saying that this will be over tomorrow. So we settle into phase two, the morning after, when we realize that it's not just going to go away. And so we might find ourselves reading the news or looking out the window and thinking more than we usually would about freedom and the freedom we want. I think Buddhism is especially attuned to the idea or the question of what you can't fix. I've heard it said sometimes as a kind of accusation that Buddhism is defeatist, that it carries an attitude of that you have to suck it up, or that you just have to accept your circumstances, no matter what they are. In the way that we usually talk about that, I don't think that's true. You know, if your sweater really, really itches, you should take it off. You should put on a different one. And if you're in a relationship that's harmful, maybe you should get out. I know it's not that easy. But I don't think anything in this tradition says give up when you have the option to go a different way. But where these teachings become powerful is when you can't go a different way. And that's all the time. You know, I know that as I'm talking about this, there's almost nothing that I can say that won't be translated into the experience of COVID-19. But in fact, we've talked about this stuff many times before. Nothing changes. And so if we take away the virus, if we take away the isolation, if we take away this historical moment, then we talk about what we can't get out of. And now we're thinking about sickness, and we're thinking about aging, and we're thinking about death. We're thinking about impermanence. We're thinking about suffering. And we see that we can't get out of any of those either. The problem when we look out the window and we think about how we want this to be over, or we think about what we wish we could do, is that that's not about freedom. Freedom is never escape. Freedom is being unburdened. And the way for us to become unburdened is to let go. And in the moment when we want to be somewhere else, in the moment when we want something to be something else, the thing we have to let go of is that. That's what we're carrying. That's the thing that's so heavy. That's the thing that keeps us from being able to move. We have this kind of way of talking in the culture. I hear this word a lot, embrace. You know, embrace your life, embrace your circumstances. And I understand that it would be easy with everything that I've said so far. You know, if someone asks you later tonight, well, what did he talk about? You could say, oh, he said we should embrace our life. He said we should embrace COVID-19. We should embrace self-isolation. No, I don't love this word. Embrace to me has this feeling of willfulness. I'm deciding to like it. I'm deciding to somehow draw a smiley face on it. I don't think you have to do that. In fact, I think that's kind of the opposite of the point. In a circumstance like the one you're in today, the one we're in today, it doesn't matter if you like it or don't like it. If we speak in broader terms, if we say it's something like impermanence, Buddhism doesn't say you should love impermanence. It says you should see it clearly for what it is, that it is inescapable. It is the foundation of your reality. And so any struggle against it is actually an act of caging yourself. It's reducing your own freedom by becoming tight and becoming small and becoming antagonistic toward the thing that you cannot change. I thought this weekend was kind of fun for me. It was a reprieve, and I went outside and it was beautiful, and I saw people on their lawns being very kind to one another. And I was in this space of noticing how generous people can be even in the face of uncertainty and even in the face of difficulty and sometimes pain. I felt lifted up by that. And then this week, I'm seeing that other side of people feeling beaten down by this, starting to snap at each other, tempers getting a little bit short, people getting bored. The story that I tell about it, in either case, doesn't matter. What matters is recognizing that freedom, true freedom, always follows seeing where you are with open eyes and saying, I believe this to be true. And I believe that in this moment, though things may change, in this moment, there is no other way. It is not the case that I should be in a different circumstance or that this should not have happened. Those, again, are like straitjackets. Freedom is choosing to be here In the same way that when we sit in Zazen, we choose to be here and not somewhere else. It's such a small thing. But if you've ever sat before, and we all just did, you know it's the hardest thing. I struggle with this. We all struggle with this. And I don't have an easy recipe, right? I know it's easier said than done. But I want to offer a message from my brighter, clearer moments that freedom is available now and here, exactly where you are, in exactly what you're doing. We just need to open our eyes. That's my pep talk for myself today. Thank you.
You have been listening to a Thousand Harbors Zen podcast. Please visit thousandharborszen.com.